Well, welcome to the Youth Message for July the 27th. What a wonderful day that is. It's Sunday. Yeah, and we love to teach youth, young people, old people. And this week, well, we're going to kind of glean off of something that the disciples asked Jesus. They said, Lord, would you teach us to pray? Wow, and he did. And I'll share a little bit of that with you here in a minute. But prayer is very important. It's simply talking to God, just like you would talk to your friend, or you call them up on the phone and you talk to them. Well, you can dial 1-800-GOD and you can get direct access, because the password is Jesus. I come to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and I want you to hear my prayers. Well, sometimes, you know, we have thinking, well, maybe we got to do this or do that. Maybe we got to kneel. We got to raise our hand. We got to do something. No, you don't need to do anything special to talk to God. Just pour it out of your heart. And I like to pray audibly, even when even people around or whatever or not around. And you can pray silently, because God knows your heart. Satan reads your mind, or he thinks he can, but he can't. But God knows what you want to pray before you even pray it. So let it go. Let just say, God, I want to talk to you. Here we are. But that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. What is prayer exactly, anyhow? Prayer is an act of communicating or just talking with God. When you visit with your friends or family, you know, you get together and you talk, don't you? I don't think it would be very much of a visit if only one of us talked and the other one didn't do anything. It wouldn't be no fun if we didn't have that interaction. So do you have a friend that you can just sit down with all day long? You know, what a friend we have in Jesus. A beautiful hymn in our hymnal. What a friend we have in Jesus. Well, that's my friend that I can sit down with and talk to him all day long. And you can too. Now, it does seem more than just talking, because the more we become friends with Jesus, then we can look at the scriptures. And Jesus was teaching, as I mentioned earlier, in Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13, Jesus was teaching about prayer, because the disciples said, would you teach us how to pray? And Jesus said, yeah. And then he also went on to talk about, if you ask, it'll be given to you. If you seek, you shall find. And it'll be open. And then he went on to say that you should keep asking and keep talking. Now, sometimes we say, well, I think we talk too much. But I think it's for the same reason that we visit our earthly friends. Because the more we visit, the better friends we become. And that's the same in our relationship with God. The more we pray, the better we know him. That's awesome, isn't it? To think that God wants us to know him, and God wants us to talk to him, and he wants to talk to us through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit. So when you look at anything about something and you remember, oh, God wants to talk to me about that, and God wants me to share. So think about that. And Father, we just thank you for loving us so much, and you want to visit us, and you want to talk with us, and we thank you for that activity in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen.